The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's Joel Blanken, Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line where Scott Miller kind enough to join us on this Tuesday afternoon. Scott works Sirius XM MLB Network radio analyst, also a New York Times contributor. Scott, you look at the American League and people in Houston, as much as they don't like Yankees, Yankee fans, I should say, they realize how good the Yankees are. And they look at the Astros and the Yankees as the best two teams in the American League. How far apart are the Yankees and the Astros to the rest of the American League?
Scott.
Sorry about that. I'm here. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well.
Technical difficulties.
That's fine. Did you catch the question, Scott?
I'm sorry?
How far apart are the Astros and the Yankees to the rest of the American League?
You know, there's a pretty good gap. There's no doubt, I don't think, about it. The Yankees, obviously, right now are the class of the league, but Houston's right there. Houston took it to them in New York recently. The Yankees, I think, are so well-rounded. I think it's their best well-rounded. It's their most well-rounded team since the 2009 World Championship. And I think it's because of pitching. It's starting pitching. It's bullpen. They've improved their defense. They've got more on-base percentage, guys. They're not just all home runs or strikeouts. So there's that all the way around for the Yankees. Houston, their pitching is just so good. You know, Urquidy and Verlander and Valdez and on and on. And Houston's done a beautiful job of identifying pitching and, you know, keeping things going after guys like George Springer and Carlos Correa depart via free agency.
Okay, Scott, with that being said, we had a conversation with Robert Flores last week, even because of the fact that Astros fans really firmly believe that there's still a national bias against them and that they don't receive the kind of love and credit. And look, some people point to the fact that Yordan's having the year he's having. He couldn't even win the vote to be the DH in the All-Star game. But overall, there's a feeling that there's still a bias that no matter how good the Astros play and to run a 7-2 record against the two best teams in the league, in the Mets and the Yankees, that like they did a week and a half ago, that people don't believe in this team and they don't want to give them credit. What say you?
You know, I think there's a bias. I don't know if it's that they don't believe in this particular team. I think there's a bias. You know, I mean, to this day, you mentioned the Astros nationally in different ballparks or whatever. You know, there's like a snicker, a cover your mouth kind of reaction, at least that I get from some other people. I think, you know, there's no question the Astros remain tarnished to this day. Now, how that relates to this year's team, I mean, you know, obviously baseball's put some safeguards in place against, you know, the digital cheating since the 2017 season. You know, the cast of characters, obviously, on this team is so different. You know, I did think, and I actually asked Carlos Correa this after the last game of the World Series in Houston last year, after the Braves won. You know, I asked Correa his feeling. I mean, obviously, he's going to feel how he feels, but I think the question was, and it's been, I'm sure, it's been heard in Houston many times, but did you feel you needed to win this World Series before, if you depart via free agency, did you feel you need to win another World Series to validate that in 2017 it's less tarnished. And, you know, Correa gave a, you know, I'll give him credit. He's always been a stand-up guy. He gave whatever answer he gave that basically, no, they still believe they won in 2017, would have won without the cheating, whatever. But that particular group, it's always going to be with them. And I think as the Correas and Springers scattered to the wind, I think they absolutely needed, that group needed to win another World Series to remove at least some of the stain. And so people, they could have then defended themselves. Hey, we won legitimately. Yeah, people could say whatever they say about 2017, but we won in 2021 or whatever, fair and square. And they didn't get that done. So, like I say, the guys that have scattered to the wind, that group will always be tarnished, and that's always going to be a tarnished World Series, I think, that in people's minds. Now, this year's team is so different, and I mentioned the pitching. I mean, basically, you've got Jose Altuve and Verlander left from 2017. It's such a different team that now it's kind of like apples and oranges. I mean, if people are looking at this year's Astros, and if it's a national bias, people not giving them enough credit or the credit they should be getting for how good they are, you know, then to me that's mixing things up. I mean, this year's team ought to be judged on its own. And if people aren't giving them enough credit, you know what? This year's Astros have every chance to do something about it and have the last laugh in the end in October.
You're right, Scott. Scott Miller joining us on the HRMP guest line, Sirius XM MLB Network radio analyst. The Astros have not won a World Series since 2017, but they did go seven games in 19, win six games, of course, in 2021. And you mentioned that a lot of people view the Astros as a tarnished organization, specifically about 2017. How come people don't look at the Yankees the same way when they were cheating in 15?
You know that? I think a couple things. A, very good question, legitimate question. The depth of the cheating season long has not ever been proven. Now, why that is, whether the investigative sleuths out there didn't do a good enough job, whether it's any kind of they're the Yankees and baseball helped cover some things up. I mean, I'm not suggesting that, but there's all kinds of questions as to that, you know. But basically, I think the answer is yes, they were cheating, the whole Apple phone and the dugout thing, but it was never proven it was as systematic or long-term as what it was proven that the Astros did.
Well, and you know, and there's been multiple teams and multiple different instances. Yep. And you know, like I said, I don't think the truth's really going to come out until somewhere down the line where a player that's retired doesn't feel like it's going to harm them in any way financially, and maybe we'll hear about more teams and more instances. But for this particular season, Scott, to turn the page a little bit, what are we looking at between now and the trade deadline? What do you think the Astros most need so that they can maybe get over the top and really be there, you know, at the end?
You know, I always go for bullpen depth with contenders because the playoffs, it's such a, not only is it the grind through 162 games, but then you get into October with the added round of extra playoffs, and I know it's been around for a while, but I think ever since you've seen the playoffs expand back in the late 90s, that's why, for me, that's the smoking gun reason why we haven't had a repeat World Series winner since the Yankees in 98, 99, and 2000. The extra pitches you have to throw in October is a real thing. They're all high leverage. You're not calling in all your relievers to, you know, throw pitches against the, you know, the Oakland A's and the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, every pitch matters in October. You cannot emphasize enough how much of a grind, how grinding it is to get through the month. And you always have to worry about injuries because of that. And bottom line is, you win with pitching. You always have in this game. So I say bullpen depth. I think the Astros will look to add, as good as their pitching is, you can never go wrong with that.
Scott Miller joining us on the HRMP guest line. One of the things that I'm curious about, looking from just a league-wide perspective, is the market for the trade deadline now with the addition of playoff teams. You have 12 playoff teams in Major League Baseball out of 30 that are going to the postseason. Of course, more teams are going to be in the race, six teams from each league. The Baltimore Orioles, an example of this. Trey Mancini, a hot name. Cedric Mullins, maybe more of a pipe dream for some. But the Orioles now are suddenly in playoff contention. How hot do you think the market will be now that more teams are in the hunt?
Yeah, I think there's going to be more buyers than sellers. And, you know, that's probably good news for teams like the Cincinnati Reds, who will be dangling Luis Castillo and others. Good news for the Oakland A's with Frankie Montas and others. Because I think the sellers are going to be able to drive the prices up a little bit. The big question to me is, and it's always the case, is, you know, teams need to look at themselves honestly and self-evaluate correctly. And what I mean by that specifically is the teams in the middle. You know, you might be 5 games out of a wild card. And the question is, you know, yeah, you could go for it. And the fans, there's pressure from fans that you do go for it if you're around the periphery of the wild card, but not close. But at the same time, that's where it's tough. That's where the presidents of baseball operations and the general managers make their money, by looking in the mirror and being honest and say, you know, we've got an outside chance at a wild card slot. But realistically, are we good enough either, A, to win a wild card slot, but B, if we do, to compete in October? And that's what's difficult. And I bring that up, when I do bring that up this year, I'm thinking specifically of the American League Central. Because, you know, you look at a team like the Chicago White Sox, that were everybody's favorite going into the season to win that division. And they've disappointed. They're one of the biggest disappointments in baseball, largely, I think, because, you know, they've had a lot of injuries. Lance Lynn, Yoan Moncada, Eloy Jimenez have all been on the injured list. But right now, the Minnesota Twins in that division are the only team over 500. Cleveland and the White Sox both have a puncher's chance, but they're below 500. Four of the five teams are below 500. So, you know, if you're the White Sox, you've got to really look in the mirror and say, can we make a run with this team, a legitimate run? Or, you know, if we make some smart trades now, we can retool, not go into a full-blown rebuild, but retool and come back stronger to contend next year.
They should trade Tony La Russa. Scott, thanks so much for thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Enjoy the draft on Sunday and the trade deadline August 2nd.
Will do, guys. You too. Enjoy the Astros this season, and I'm going to predict, who knows, good chance maybe I see y'all in Houston for the ALCS against the Yankees in October.
All right. Look forward to it. We'll hold you to that. Scott Miller, MLB Network radio analyst, joining us on the HRNP guest line. Who is more vital to the Astros' playoff success?
Urquidy.
Or is it Korea?
No, it's
the mound visits Korea can give you.
It's whoever gets to the World Series.
Okay. You're not Alvarez or Verlander. Urquidy is not in this conversation.
No?
Who is more vital for the Astros playoff success? Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.